Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
301 in the nation's capital. Can you believe it? DOC, heavy metal, Army, Navy. How does it get any better? It just doesn't. In terms of tradition, this is a keepsake. I've been honored to have done three of these in the broadcast booth. There's nothing like it. Championship game, NFC, AFC, Super Bowl, it's got that kind of vibe about it.
For sure.
You can't believe you're up in a broadcast booth and there's snipers surrounding the stadium. People racked, cocked, and looking. There's tanks. Dude. It's magnificent, and I'm so glad that our audience appreciates it. I've never heard anything turned into like a joke, or I think people accept and understand the significance of what this means, what our armed forces mean. With the clown show that's going on all across the world, in sports, in politics, in entertainment, in everything. There's got to be a stabilizing force. Everything can't be a mystery. Well, these people out here, and I haven't done the Navy banquet once, you realize the easiest part of their day is practice. So as a former athlete, going through the one thing you dreaded was practice. That's recess to them. And I'll never forget talking to the midshipmen about their day. Same thing with Army, Air Force. It's about what they do every day that pales in comparisons to especially these soft NIL athletes that we are creating now. Yeah, I said soft. Because when you're not penny pinching, it changes you. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a natural part of growing up. Am I jealous? No, not at all. But I'll tell you what they'll never have. They'll never have the feeling and the camaraderie of pulling together to get a pizza and a six-pack. They'll never know what that's like. Do you know when somebody kicked in that last 50 cents or 75 cents so that you could get the order done? When you're drinking a beer, you can't even pronounce it at that time. How do you replace those memories? They'll never have them. They'll never have them. Somebody got to put a card on it, just swipe it. They're in the swipe world. We were in the begging, opening up jars, unscrewing things, throwing pennies out. Piggy bank. Who do you know even discusses about a bank? Piggy bank. What are you talking about? These guys got swipes and they're wanting things. And no, I'm not just talking about Anthony Haney. Now, we're proud of Anthony. You know, we're proud of Anthony. But, yeah, today means a lot. I'm lucky today that I got a chance to be on the air today with Army and Navy, because if not, I'd be sitting in front of my my television, and I would accept no calls. This thing here is special, and I hope you feel that way. And if you're not, I hope you check it out. We've got a question today. Hopefully, we'll be able to solve this. And there's no – look, there's nobody wrong. AWOD, I missed my brother today because I didn't get a chance to follow him. But I wish I had had him on the line today. He's honest. He's enthusiastic. I got nothing but love for him. But he made it very clear today that he wants my team to lose.
Which team are you for?
Huh?
Which team are you for?
I'm for victory. I'm for victory. Yeah, and I was for victory last week, and that was not smart. I lost in a little pool with you-know-who and Anthony. I thought, I don't make bases on, oh, it's the Commanders. I base it on what my eyes tell me. Watching them against their past opponent, I go, wait a minute, that was Denver. Denver's a playoff team. We swole up, met most of those challenges. I thought we blew it rather than them taking it. I was encouraged. I did not expect a meltdown against Minnesota.
Yeah, I was telling Nell, because we were out watching that game out at Honor Brewing, and I was like, man, they're going to make J.J. McCarthy get a contract extension today.
I heard that. And you know what? You were absolutely right. We looked as though we were defenseless. So AWOD today, you know, he says he's going against them. He hopes New York wins because he wants a draft pick. Well, my old partner in crime, Al Galdi, love Al, as most of you do too as well. Well, we had a WWE AEW SmackDown back in the day over what was the right philosophy. You know, drop one to get a pick or win one for pride and in the division, blah, blah, blah. Man, it was like a steel cage match. And Galdi was talking about, you know, who you pick, and I can understand that. If I trust who's picking. I'm here to tell you, I haven't seen Beathard since he walked out the building to that level. So Charlie Cassidy was balling now. Charles did some really good things. He understood it. Our brain trust ended up in Seattle. It's no question to me why I understand why Seattle is so stable. We have helped the league grow expeditiously because of our ignorance in letting top quality people go, front office people, head coaches, assistant coaches. We litter the league with competence, and we keep the incompetent. That's what's happened over the years. Now, whether this is it now, we're still in that process. But the ugly duckling can't hide. Can't hide. The makeup doesn't work on them. So now I'm hearing them. So AWOD said, hey, I don't want to win. I want to hire a draft pick. And I said what I've said years ago with Galdi. I'll say, well, who's picking them? And if you determine who's picking, I'll go, well, how's their picks going now? You tell me what would make you think that whoever's picking, and I'm not saying it's one person. I'm not going to put this on one guy. I don't believe that. I do not believe that Adam Peters makes these selections on his own. I don't believe that.
I mean, he's got a whole scouting crew.
I don't believe none of that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what you have to have.
He's the final okay on it, you know.
Oh, he got some muscle.
Yeah.
He got some muscle in the game. And nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Because even if you pick the right people, then you also have to pick the right people to train them.
Sure.
Hello?
But there's a gambling aspect to it, too, in a sense, whereas you don't know. You know which players have the most potential. You don't know which ones will live up to it.
That's why I love boxing so much. When you get a good team going, the trainer is mentioned as much as the boxer.
Oh, yeah.
And the owner.
Cut man.
Customato. It's a team. The teamwork value in it is not really appreciated like that on this level. We need to do better. You need to understand more about it. So that's the challenge. Where do you stand on this? Are you walking in to get your ass kicked, and then you're going to walk off the field with a smile on your face? Are you coming to show some real dog and to make sure that the opponent, even in defeat, is drenched in blood? I want to know what you think, because this is really, to me, and it's not a bad poll, and you're not wrong. Nobody's ignorant. Nobody knows more than the other. It's just, who are you? And what have your eyes told you? My eyes told me that the people that I saw on the 3-yard line and the decisions that they make, they would not have gotten off the field employed by me had I been there. They would have been terminated on the spot. Paul Brown fired a player at halftime with the Bengals, punter. He shanked, well, he cut him. I think you really need to understand, I'm not playing. This is not a game to me. This is a way of life. And if that's the case, all no matter what they say, their words now don't back up their actions. And if you can convince me that I'm wrong, holler at me. 1-800-636-1067. DOC Heavy Metal. Balling out for you. 3 hours up to 6. Army Navy is on. I understand you. I expect you to check it out. We've got a slate of games that, I mean, and everything kind of means something. We remember just a year ago.
Can I just say something right now? We're doing this coin toss or whatever. Those Navy jerseys look so freaking cool. They look a lot better than those Army ones. But those Army guys coming out in shorts, that's wild. That's a wild look. No socks or whatever. That's in this weather, that's chilly.
Well, but these are our soldiers.
Oh, I know, man.
You know, these are not football players. I like the fact the president is there. And you do the coin toss. And this is like, what, man, this is our people. They don't complain. They're not, it's no NIL. They're not holding out. They're all in. They're like our firefighters, man. They're like our rescue workers. They're like, you know, these people here, the level of commitment is unprecedented. They don't ask, when are we done? They know when it's done, when the deal is completed. This is the best we offer. And they're playing a game. And it just really at times pisses me off when I watch this, see the effort and the commitment, and knowing that this is the easiest part of their day. And we got people that don't play hard that are making millions of dollars a year. Human nature, man. You look at it cross-eyed. Not mad. I will say that. But I do look at it cross-eyed. So what I need to know, opening this thing up, where you stand, and there's no right or wrong, but I do need to know if you're in AWOD's Army or not, and you're going here to lose, and then you think that the draft pick has more value, even though you don't even know who's going to make the selections or who will be available, and then once you get them, who's coaching them up? You couldn't stop a dead man from running the ball on you, and you can't score from the 2-yard line. So what makes it different? Oh, it's not the people calling. It's the players playing. What are you saying? I need some clarity. See, this ain't not a side hustle for me. This is not like an off-brand league. I'm not in no joke league. This is NFL dialogue. Now, the game has changed considerably, no doubt about it. Not mad at them, but I am interested as to, I do have an association with a group in this area. I know how they think because they straight dogs. And their voice, I expect to be heard, because we're not trying to think like the masses, because the masses, as far as I'm concerned, suck. But I need to know where you stand, loud and clear, and there's no wrong answer. But you will be held accountable. 1-800-636-1067. It's getting kind of cool. We've talked about Christmas lights. It's amazing how we go from this savagery about contact, goal line, and then Heavy Metal and I, we hope this is our pre-production meeting. We were talking about Christmas lights. And that's the beauty of this. Harold out in Calvert County. What's on your mind?
Mr. Doc Walker.
Live in 3D.
I don't get to call in a lot, but honestly, I've been listening to you for a long time. And I commend you. I'm from the Joe Gibbs era. I'll always be a Washington Redskin fan. I don't believe in the Commanders as a name, but you're absolutely right. They need to do a self-evaluation. Everybody, offense, defense, coach, Joe Gibbs would never allow that to happen at the three-yard line. That's all I want to say. Love you. Keep doing what you're doing, Doc.
Thank you. It means a lot. Means a lot, Harold.
All right.
You know, because, you know, these jobs, you do have to at some point earn them. There's nobody just passing them out, not in the soup line. So I don't take it for granted. And it's not I realize that it's not popular, but I expect that. Why would people be attracted to something they, A, didn't participate in, B, don't really understand, C, like it sitting on their behinds on couches, eating and drinking? That's how you see the game. And that means you're into entertainment. But the idea of what it takes to get the job done is nothing entertaining about that. And the only people who understand that are like the guys and gals that are on the screen right now, Army, Navy. They do that on the side. It's a side hustle for them because their main gig is defending our way of life. Serious business. Not talking about Rolls Royces, Rolex watches, chop tops, P. Diddy parties, none of that. And that's why I am all in. Bill out in Fairfax, what's up?
Hey, Doc. I agree with you 100%. You know, we don't want to play to lose in terms of just to get a draft pick or a couple, you know, top draft picks. It seemed to me that winning breeds winning, and we haven't had that this season. Injuries, everybody can make their case, I guess, relative to why the team is where it is today. But I think it starts in the preseason. I don't think there was the same sense of urgency this preseason, given our success last year. The focus has got to be all year long. And it's got to be where, you know, both the coaches and the players, everybody is pulling together. And I'm not saying they didn't start out that way, but it sure is a hell of a lot different than it was last year. And something else is behind the scenes going on, I think, that's causing that to happen. But you got to win in order to continue to have that mindset. And so I say we play. I don't want to lose to the Giants. Are you kidding me? NFC East opponent. I don't want to lose to any team, frankly. So I say go out there, play the game, play as hard as we can, win or lose, whatever. We've at least made the effort, but don't play to lose, for God's sakes.
You know, and I appreciate your phone call, Bill. Thank you. It'd be so easy if it were just selecting somebody and automatically it works. But even the youngest of our fans realize that that's just make-believe. We've had too many players drafted in the 12th round, 11th round, 10th round, too many free agents in the ring of fame, too much success by ball, just having ballers, just people that have a desire to be successful. And then, again, it starts with, you know, I mean, the great coaches. The great coaches that got to – we've had coaches that have made it to where? The finish line. They made it to Super Bowls. I'm sure there's some that might have had even more talent, but they didn't get there, running laps around, running like a marathon runner, because it takes an unusual mindset to understand how to succeed at a team sport, because it's not easy and everybody can't be the quarterback. Everybody can't get the ball when they want it. Somebody's going to have to do the dirty work. We've got to be number one in special teams, which means that we've got to be selfless. All these components, why is the game so revered? Because it's so difficult. How'd you like to be a Buffalo Bills fan? Now that you're feeling sorry for yourself. They've got the quarterback. Okay, got the quarterback. Confused about the method of getting there. That's why this thing is so challenging. Hell, if it were easy, Kansas City have 10 in a row. They don't. And they're finally showing that they're mortal. This thing wears on you. You play more. You just have so many things upon you. Easiest thing you can do is this in this league is be a good player on a bad team, make a lot of money, and have short seasons. You'll live longer. Because you're under less stress. But to grind this out, That's why I respect them old Packers, old Cleveland Browns. You know how many championship games those dudes were in back in the day? You talk about short season. And they didn't have anybody running out there after every hit, pulling them off, talking about concussions. I mean, this game was far more violent. I appreciate where it's at now. The question is, where are you at? You on Team AWOD? Are you out? You packing it in so you can get a draft pick? Or are you going to fight your guts out all the way to not have your ass kicked within your division? We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, let me ask you a question. If Navy got inside the 5-yard line, what do you think they did? Trick pass? Statue of Liberty? Ground and pound. What say you, Chris?
Run up the gut.
There you go, baby. And guess what? They're on the board. 7-0. 7:16 to go. First quarter. Love to see mano a mano.
So who do you root for in this? My dad graduated from the Naval Academy, so I'm Navy all the way every year. Who are you rooting for, Doc?
Well, my father's a Marine, so.
So Navy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he speaks for itself. Yeah, and that being in those barracks, when you live on base for like 7 years, 6-7 years of your life, you get is easy, and it's a good thing to be absorbed by it and to understand it. See a barracks and to see those bunks tight, you popping quarters off the bunks. I mean, all those things that order and a lot of things that I think are essential in sports, the people being disciplined, understanding their job, and not being a jackass. And that's really what the military, I think, shows. And they have a way of dealing with it. We don't. And we've got a lot of at every level, we have to understand that it's teamwork that makes this thing so popular. And it works so well when executed. It develops and creates a lot of stars, but it's always team first by the great ones. That's why the Patriots, I don't think you'll find anybody that said the Patriots had the most talent. You never lauded it.
They had the best quarterback of all time.
But overall, though, but yeah, they had the guy who got the job done.
Sure.
But if it was a beauty contest, they weren't a 10.
No, but they had a lot of Hall of Famers on those teams.
Still weren't a 10.
No, but... You know, having saying, the best player ever at the hardest position is
well, but I'm just saying it wasn't a 10. You know, it's a performance that counts, and now Army's not going to lie down. And I hate missing the Air Force. I remember back in the day when the Air Force was tapping that tail on demand. On demand, they was doing that. So back to the lines we go. 1-800-636-1067. For those of you just tuned in, my brother Awad. This morning, boy, he had it going. He was dominant as always. And then he hit me with something that made me stand up, take heed to it. So I'm going for New York because we need to have a better draft position. And I'm not saying he's wrong. Everyone's entitled to their opinion to that. But never in a million years. And me and my old partner, Al Galdi, I texted him today and had to get after Al and talk to him. Love that dude, man. And I said, hey, man, we drug down over this thing. And so because it's not just getting draft position. Hell, we've had draft position. And in case you don't notice, who's the top pass rusher or one the top three pass rushers in the game right now? You would think all of them went in the first round, right? Not all win the top 10. Maybe one, and I don't know who's the best. I think there's three dudes, and I don't know what your three dudes would be. My three dudes would be 95, number one, 95. Definitely got to be there. And TJ, one. I mean, they're relentless in this effort.
Miles Garrett's about to break the sack record
yeah,
this
he's
season.
He's number one.
I was like, you figure.
He's just a big bad wolf.
Sure.
You know, and but when I see Dallas picked up a young man that is a terror, I believe in the 10th pick. So it comes down to the picks, and we know all that. I understand the prospects. I've heard that big guy screaming and hollering about the edge rusher in Miami, and there's people all over. They're going to be all over. The question is, are they going to produce for you once you load that bag up? See, I've heard this before. We got all these pass rushers, all these defensive linemen. Well, they didn't get the bag. They got the bag and then bust a grape.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Haynesworth as well.
And we all remember them all. That's why it's no
shit. Taylor
no
and a bunch of these guys. So.
On anything, even the quarterback position, not 100%. Coach. Out in Akaki. What's on your mind?
What's up, Doc?
Hey, Coach.
Doing, man? Happy holidays, man.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. Anytime that we slow down enough to remember why we're celebrating, it's all good.
All right, so the competitor in me, I mean, you want to get on anything, the field, the basketball court, checkers, chess. You don't want to just win. You want to embarrass somebody. So I totally get that. So the competitor in me says, I want to compete extremely hard. Mm-hmm. I want to come very close to winning. Mm-hmm. I want to actually look like the Denver Broncos game where at the end of it, we were so emotionally charged. Dan Quinn says, I know we lost, but we're not lost anymore.
So you want a Wizards. You want a Wizards against the Pistons.
I do want to lose, but I want to lose not for the draft pick to, like, let's say we luck up and we get the number one draft pick. I don't want to keep it. Adam Peters was supposed to be the creme de la creme of the GMs that were coming down the pike. This was the don't miss guy. So it's a lot to being a GM. It's more than just draft. You know, you got to pick players, sign players. You got to finagle the team. You got to pick the chef. You got to do all those things. But now we're talking draft. I need him to, once we lock down this top three pick, to now get on the phone and show me the crafty businessman that he is so that we can move this pick for a haul, because we claim that we have a great coaching staff that knows how to, what's the word I'm trying to say?
Elevate?
Motivate. Elevate, motivate. It's another word that I'm trying to say. Grow the players. I can't think of the word right now. So once he gets us these more draft picks, then they should be able to then grow these players, expand these players, move these players along.
Like they've expanded the guys, the three or four talented athletes that don't get in the game now?
I say all this with air quotes, because all this is with a lot of skepticism. Because for real, my basis of it is we suck and everything needs to be fired, but we know that's not about to happen. That's how I really feel, because the competitor in me says this is BS. This was supposed to look better than this.
Yeah.
And a lot of things were done wrong from the very start of the offseason that led us to where we are outside of the injuries. Injuries aside, you cannot knock people getting hurt and not physically being on the field. But a lot of things were done with the wrong mindset from the jump that I think that led us here before we even started getting injured.
Yeah.
So I say a lot of things that I'm saying with air quotes, but if we win these three games, or if the last four games, we move down in the draft, and I can see it from your perspective. You're like, well, if everybody sucked that's doing the things anyway, then we might as well at least win games and have some pride on our side. It just all storms back to we in an S-storm. And when do we get out of this hornet's nest that seems to be multiplying year by year, day by day, with a break in it every 5 to 6 years where we get some hope that we think we're going to be good, and then we right back floating down the toilet.
Yeah, and so, you know what, Coach? I'm sorry, because I just glanced up and it's in purple on there, and it said, I see it's Vince.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking it's Coach. It's Vic.
So this is Coach's brother.
Vic on the other line.
No,
though.
You've called before, but I was like, but I'm thinking in my mind, this Coach. I apologize to that. And so there's two of you lunatics in one family? Oh, my goodness. Man,
they're both on the line, though. We got the other one on hold.
Yeah, we'll get Vic. Hey, Vic, what was y'all's Thanksgivings like? I mean, what is it like being in an Ankeny home around family and friends? What games, who decides what game you watch?
I mean,
let me tell you a quick story. Okay. Let me tell you this quick story, Vince.
Okay. Oh, man.
We were 9-8. And we were watching the Water Blue team one weekend, and the Water Blue team was very organized. They passed very well, showed a lot of precision. And Vince says, I like the Water Blue team. That's my new team. A week later, the Sky Blue team plays. Sky Blue team throwing spectacular passes, dunks, all type of fast breaks. So I said, I like the Sky Blue team, because I wanted a team, because he had a team. 2 weeks later, the Sky Blue team beats the brakes off the Water Blue team. So I put my finger like this, like an inch from his face. He said, you touch my face, we fight. I touched his face about an inch, we start fighting. 5 years later, Chris Duhon misses the front end of a half-court shot. Joe Forte scores 25. North Carolina beats Duke. We had no idea we were fighting over North Carolina and Duke. I've been a North Carolina fan since that day. He's been a Duke fan.
Oh, man. Awesome. You know, I heard this morning with AWOD, and I'm thinking to myself, and I know because Vince has called before, and I just laziness, I look up there and just run. I mean, everything's posted. And I'm thinking to myself, he's not as hard as you are, Vic. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, Vince is kind of smooth, and I'm going, wait a minute. I'm thinking, this is, it sounds like, but it couldn't, and then metal said, dude, you realize that that's Vince, it's not Vic. And I said, I do now. But it's a good, hey, man, we just lucky that we have earned, this station has earned the right that both of you participate all day long. And
yes, sir.
That says a lot because you guys are sports people and you really get it. And it's about the things that happen on the field. I realize there's a lot of things that go on around sports that I'm happy for it because it's generated a fortune of money all the way across the board. Right. But it will never be anything that's more important to me than the scoreboard. I'm not going to be persuaded out of that ever. Ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could trust me as a former athlete, definitely didn't make it as far as you did. Didn't even make it as far as Vic did or Coach did. But as a guy who still coaches, like, the scoreboard means everything to me. But
yeah, I think if we lose sight of that, we're gonna really hurt ourselves. We're challenged now with NIL. We're challenged by it because our poverty forced us to come together even closer just to make ends meet. Nah, our celebrations were pure.
Yeah, respect to that.
Yeah, it was pure. Now, they may figure out a way to do it without doing it. I mean, I'm sure they can do it. But I don't know that to be the case right now. And I just hate it. I don't want to be covering sports when the final score doesn't matter. I don't want to be covering.
Thank you. See, what are we doing then?
Like, well, we're headed towards it.
This is a hustle.
Yeah,
we're headed towards it. And I refuse to be hustled. That's why boxing has lost its luster.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to get it back, but it's lost its luster for so many years. I watch a fight that says boxer A beat the brakes off boxer B, but they're giving boxer B the win. What do we just do? We just wasted our time.
Yeah, well, we let the other world get involved in it, you know, and that's the key. Gentlemen, you guys have a blessed holiday. I don't know why I'm saying goodbye because I'm sure I'll hear from you tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day. And y'all just keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, Doc. Mm-hmm. Hey, Doc, Vince got something that you got in common. Y'all both Laker fans. And my God, I had to hear a lot about the Lakers in my years growing up.
Well, because we're always around it. We don't always win it. But we're always around it, like the Dodgers.
You say you couldn't say it better than I. We might not always win it, but we always around
always
it.
Run.
I love that.
We're always a factor. You always have to be concerned about us.
Even in our down years, we still a factor.
Yeah, we like the boogeyman. You have to always be wondering, are we there? You know, and I'm not taking anything away from the Celtics. My oldest, he's a pure leprechaun, and I love it because that's why we have our rivals. So it's a good deal. And Army, oh my goodness, are you real? Christopher looking up.
That looks like a QB sneak they just ran.
We about to get a 7-7 ball game. Gentlemen, this Army Navy is off the hook. You guys enjoy it. God bless you. Appreciate it, man. And we'll meet again.
All right, good deal.
Thank you. Boy, can you imagine them, the Akakee family, around when doing games during holidays? Man, you picked it up. That's good stuff.
I mean, that's part of what sports is a lot, though. You know, you get these bonds, and it's family, and it's caring about other people and stuff.
You gotta have rivalry.
Yeah, man. But it's also like.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's all the good fun of it at the end of the day too.
People ask me why Dodgers? I said because my dad was a Giants fan.
Well, you went to UCLA. You get a pass on LA teams.
Like, no, I didn't go there when I was 7 or 8.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
I've been a Dodgers fan
the
whole life.
You go to UCLA, you get a pass on LA teams.
Yeah,
I think,
because he was a Giants fan, and you want to beat him. You want to have a rivalry, right? Every time the Celtics win, I get a emoji. I get something from my oldest. Because he loves seeing the Celtics beat the Lakers. Because he's been a Celtic. And then what he does, then he recruits his mom. You know, that's the way it works. They try to recruit the closest person to you to be against you, like the Cowboys. You know, they wanted to get the mom. So, but that's the beauty of sport. And we don't ever want to change that. It's 3:41 here in the nation's capital on this Sports Saturday. DOC on the microphone. Heavy Metal, he's everywhere. Thank goodness he's here today. Stay with us. We'll keep this bad boy rolling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
636-1067 is the number. It's not a challenge. It's just an outlet for you to express yourself. And the challenge is to be as good as those that call in hour number one. That was awesome. Yeah, good session.
Tough to be the tag team of the brothers.
Oh, you can't beat the brothers, the Akiki brothers, man. That's going to be tough to do. But we do have topics. Started off AWOD this morning and love this brother and how he puts his thing down. It's strong every week. And then today, he said that, and I understand where he's coming from. My old broadcast partner, Al Galdi, had a similar understanding and philosophy, and we arm wrestled for forever over should we win the game just for bragging rights, trash talking within the division. We don't like our people in the division. It's not built for that. Or should we be glad if we get stomped and we get a higher pick? And there's not a right or wrong, in my opinion. It's just how you believe, what you believe.
I mean, I think you gotta expect these players to want to play, though, either way, because, like, a lot of them may not be here next year, and they're going to want to put up something on tape that shows, hey, even stuff is tough,
not.
I'm still playing,
no,
you know?
I hope they're not.
Sure, but, you know, you don't want to just be like, oh, we're tanking, so I just look bad the rest of the season. My stats last year don't count.
No, the film stats, is your...
Yeah, man, those stats are still going to count when they're looking up at contract time and stuff, you know?
Your,
so I don't know how you can...
It's your DNA, it's your thumbprint. It's
they got so many incentives built in. How are you going to convince guys with incentives in their contract to tank?
Like, you see somebody twice a year.
So you can draft someone to replace them? Like, I don't see that.
Well, how do you explain this? 20 years, no repeat winner in the East. Well, I didn't make that up. 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
No matter if you win the Super Bowl or not, it don't matter. Somebody's fighting like crabs in a barrel to be at the top and to push you down. And now you're asking me to submit? I don't get it. I don't want to get it. It's like a language. I don't speak it, and I don't want to even learn it. How you can come in and be physically dominated by somebody within your division and think that that's okay.
You still got to play the Eagles twice, too, so we're just going to roll over for them?
The thing about the first round, which a lot of cases, I mean, I don't have the Al Galdi or Kevin Sheehan statistic right in front of me. But they're probably more busts in the first round than you would ever imagine. Other than somebody getting paid and having a shot at the house, at the crib with the family, then that's the last time you hear of a lot of people. And the expectation is high, and it's based on what you did in college. It does not necessarily guarantee what you will do in the pros. I get it. But then it comes to the selections. So that's what we're going to do with it. And 1-800-636-1067. I'm interested in what your take is on it. Can you live with yourself losing out the rest of the year, basically?
You know whose take I want to know about it? Any idea?
BTP?
No, man.
Oh.
Lamont Jordan.
Well, I already know his thing.
I'd love to hear it, though.
He's a warrior. There's no way. You know what? He's a young guy. Younger. Loves football. This dude coaches, you know, the Pro Women's League. He's on the sideline with the Terrapins and that all-star broadcast team they have over there. Oh, man. All right, let's do that. Let's take a break so we can come back and get the man himself, all-time leading rusher in the history of Maryland football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.